Green Bosun and her two sisters share a genetic bond that is both a blessing and a curse. The family has an extensive history of breast and ovarian cancer dating back to the late 1800s.
My grandmother actually passed away from ovarian cancer when she was 44. She had five sisters, and none of them lived at the age of 50. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 32. At that point, we really didn't know that cancer was genetic. It was something that they were just really starting to tap into, and that's when my family got connected with a research study to help and find out more.
The three sisters gave blood as children for a Creighton University study, but weren't allowed to find out the results until they turned 18.
I decided when I was 21 that I would find out. The researcher told me that I did inherit the mutation. We felt like we were hit by a ton of bricks. The first question out of my mouth was, is there any chance this could be wrong? And the researcher said no.
At 23 years old, Maureen decided to have a preventative double mastectomy.
This was me being empowered and being proactive and not waiting until I had a cancer diagnosis.
A decade later, after getting married and having three kids, Maureen elected to have a hysterectomy to protect her from ovarian cancer.
The first step was actually to get retested.
What the test revealed would change everything.
In a million lives, I never could have imagined that this would be the situation I would be in.
And welcome to Sisters Maureen Bosun, Catherine Buckley, and Bridget Stillwell. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And Maureen, let's start with you. What situation exactly did you find yourself in?
So late last year, I got retested through a commercial lab, and I received a phone call that I was BRCA negative.
So
really?
You didn't have the gene?
I did not have the gene.
So you did not have to go through everything you went through?
No. Mm-mm. Thankfully. However, finding out I was BRCA negative was, in a way, almost more overwhelming than finding out I was positive. Oh. Only because I had identified with that Previvor title, Previvor being somebody who takes a preventative step to avoid a cancer diagnosis. I had a mastectomy, and I felt empowered to make that decision. So it was very overwhelming.